Chodesh Tov, we're up to the Maise Vav Mimelech Anav. And it's a big siyata d'shmaya that we're actually up to this on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, which we'll see at the end of the Maise, that the remez of this Maise could be referring to Darchei Tzion Va'Avelus, which is the month of, obviously, Tammuz and Av, is moving towards the month of the focus on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This Maise is very short. I feel that there's, like all of the Maises of Rabbi Nachman, there's a lot, much more going on from what we're seeing with our own eyes up front. But we'll try to crack it a little bit. Out of all the stories, I feel like I took the least crack at this story. But we'll try. And maybe if anybody has good ideas, I'd love to hear if you share it. We'll talk about it outside. I recommend reading every Maise inside. But we're going to talk about this Maise outside. Melech Anav. There was one melech, there was a king, and he had a chacham. And he told the chacham that there's a king out there who's a gibor, an emet, who was a ish emes, and an anav. And he says, I know he's a gibor, because look at his medina. It's surrounded by water, and even within the water there are marshes. And even if the marshes, there's only one little place to get in, one shvil to get in there, and over there there's massive cannons, and therefore it's a well-guarded place, and he's considered a gibor. He goes, but emes and anav, I don't know about that person. And I want to get a portrait of that person. Now, what's the inyan of a portrait that he wanted, like this picture of the person? It's hard to know. You could say, Alderich Remez, everything's Remez by Sipur Maises, but that we're trying to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is well guarded, and one of the aspects of this king is that he's always behind the vilon, you know, like the Wizard of Oz, he's always behind the pargod, and he's distant from his B'nai Medina. So it seems like he's running it very strongly, but nobody's ever seen him in the kingdom. And this king is telling this Chacham, now I want you to go out and try to find this person and get a portrait of that person. Again, I didn't crack the idea of what is the inyan of getting a portrait. Rabbi Nachman talks about portraits abundant throughout Sipur Maaseyos. Like in the Baal Tefillah, we talk about portraits of different kings. So to hear the idea of that I need a portrait of him, I don't know the inyan of the deeper inyan of portrait. I'd love to hear if anybody has any ideas about that. So this Chacham went to the Medina, and you want to understand what this Medina is all about, and he basically says, I'm going to understand it through the comedy of the Medina, which is fascinating, that you get to know what a society is about from what they make jokes about. I think this works very well with America. You have the Simpsons, and the Simpsons really, you know, in a comedy way, you could say even like a satirical way, It chaps what America is, to the point is that they say that the Simpsons like even have like a prophecy, like what's going to happen in the future, that you know, you see that in the Simpsons episodes already, you know, getting to what, you know, what's going on in the future, that the comedy really shows, you know, a lot about those people. So fascinating that here also that he wanted to see the comedy. What do people make jokes about? Whatever they make jokes about, that's basically what the place is about. And he saw that they made jokes about sheker and cheating people, masa matan. And then he saw befoel that the courts take shochad and the higher takes court shochad. And he says this place is full of sheker, meaning there's a king that's an emes and anav, but the whole place is full of sheker. And then he went to the Supreme Court, full of sheker. And he says, what's going on here? The king is supposed to be an emes and anav. That's my goal here, to meet this king. But look at his medina. It's all sheker v'shochad. But within the maisa, all of a sudden, it says an interesting thing, that there's in a medina that is kolel all the medinos. And there's a city that's is kolel all of the cities of that medina. And within that city, there is a house that encapsulates all houses. And within one house, you have a man who encapsulates all the men in the house. And basically, we're going from, you know, we're going to from outside to inside here. And he stops the story with that idea and kind of just moves on to the story that they're all shochad. Perhaps we can understand here is that he has to find the king. And he understands. He could stop right now and just go back and tell the king who originally sent him, it can't be right that this king is an emes and anav, is an ish emes. Look at his medina, it's all of sheker. But yet he goes on to find the king, which shows us that he understands that even though a king is out there, there's many tzimtzumim of the king. And to get really to the king, you really have to get to the king himself. You can't just look at the outsides and the chitzonius of the place and what people are doing. And this is the idea of him keeping on to find the king. Even after, he didn't give up and say, okay, the king must be Sheker. He still wants to find the king, because you understand that there are many masechot, and there's many hastaras, and the hastara shebetoch hastara, and sometimes, even the kingdom of a melech, who's an emes and an onav, through the hastara, and through the klipos, the place is totally Sheker, even though that's not what the king is about. And so too with Olam Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melech HaOlam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Vadei Ish Emes and an Anav. However, that doesn't mean that this world reflects that. Only when you take things back to its original source, and that's what it means, that there's a Medina that's called Alol Medinos, and then within the Medina you have a city that's called Alol the cities, and within that city you have a house that's called Alol the house. Meaning, when you get down to the things, if you're just judging people on the comedy of the people, that's a chitzoni should be chitzoni to the people. And although, like we did say, it does chap what the people are about, it doesn't chap what the essence, what the king is about. Doesn't have the essence what the king is about. And although that he sees the Archos and the Supreme Court and the lower court and the higher court and the middle court is all full of Sheker and Shochad, he doesn't give up and say, oh, that must be what's the king. He understands that there are stars in this world. And to really, and there's Tzimtzumim and Hastaras, and when there's a Tzimtzum and Hastaras, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows space to be in a place where even the Yetzirah can take over. And therefore, he goes ahead and he still wants to find the king. And he's not okay with the chitzonius. As Rabbi Berowine says, don't judge the Jews by the Jews. Meaning that there is a chitzonius way about the Jews that one may get a certain notion about them. And the person's not wrong. And all the comedians laugh about it. And there's taka some shochad and shkarim for sure. But don't judge the king like that, because that's just tzimtzumim v'astaros. We want to get down to the root of all the matter. We want to see the king itself. We want to see the Torah in its pristine way, not a way that a person abuses the Torah. And for this, he goes ahead and he continues his mission to find the king. And it says, "Ukishabo al melech ona v'omar." Al miyata melech. He says, I don't understand you. Who are you king over? You're so distant. And your kingdom doesn't even represent you. Shamadina malish malesh shkarim kulam etchila batzov. It's full of sheker here. Ein bashum emes. Vitchila sapik ala shkarim shamadina. Yuksha melech shamad varv. Hirkin az novetzo v'avilon nishmad varv. And the king was listening well. Kiilu, the king didn't know about his kingship. Ki atamu ala melech shiyumtza ish yodek. We call ashkarim shamadina. And the Sarim got very angry at him. How dare you tell the king that? And I said, I would think that the king is just like them, meaning the king is the Adam, that's Kolel of the Adam, which is Kolel of the Batim. And the Batim is the, but I'm seeing that you're an Ish Emes. And therefore you're far from them. Meaning that there are so many tzimtzumim in order for Hashem to create the world. There's so much ishtalshalus that goes down. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought himself down into this world without the ishtalshalus, without the tzimtzumim, the world would cease to exist. Straight out, Samech Dalet, Torah Samech Dalet, Likutei Maran, and also straight out, Shayich Ve'emunah from the Baal HaTanya. V'amelech mach mashayah onav ma'od v'mokom gulos ha'sham avunoso.
That
the king becomes an ayin mamish. And then the king took the vilon off, he wrote it to a chacham, to see this chacham, to see this person who cracked this anomaly. Who is this understands the world of tzimtzumim? And he understands the world of ishtalshus. And he understands that there is a king. There is an ish emes behind us all. Miuzeo yodem even calls us v'niskala pona v'ro so achacham v'hevi ha-portrait shalom ha-milach. And through this, the king's face, this a king who was an emes face, it was revealed, and he was able to bring the portrait to the melech. Perhaps, we ask what the portrait is. Perhaps what the portrait is some idea of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Although we can't make a tmuna of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and of course he doesn't have any physical aspects, how, in this world that is such achizas einayim, that is full of malei sheker, where is the king in this? And we have to bring it down, and we have to believe that these are tzimtzumim and achizas einayim, like the story of the Magid and the Baal Shem Tov, that the son, only the son of the king, was able to go through the palace, and he said all the walls in front of him, they're just achizas einayim, to believe that the king doesn't have to be, that the people don't represent the king, and that the king is rachok from everything, and he could be an ish emes, even though that the whole world is an ish sheker, and you could see that sheker is only the tzimtzumim, that the king can't reveal himself to the people, or else the HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't reveal himself in this world, or else the world only becomes a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and bechira is lost, and physicality is lost. So this, perhaps this mice is representing the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzamtzem himself, being a kel mistater. And for those who seek God, and for those who believe that the walls are just an achizas einayim, they're going to reach the palace, and they're going to reach the ish emes va'anav. And not only are they going to reach the ish emes va'anav, the king is going to take his vilon off from him. He's going to take from him his astara. That only when a person goes back and believes that he goes back to the Evan Ashtia, as Rabbi Nachman talks about in Torah Samech Aleph, he goes back to the Evan Ashtia, he goes back to the tzaddik, where everything, that all of he goes back to the seichel shebechol davar. And that's what he talks about in this maisa, about that there's a Medina, it's called Medinas, and there's an ear that's called Medinas. Only when he takes everything back, and he puts the comedy to the side, and he puts the shkarm to the side, and he puts how everybody's acting in this world to the side, and he says, I want to know what the melech is. Then he's able to have a portrait of the melech. He's able to have an achiza of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of the melech ha'olam. Even though that the olam is so hidden, there's a melech behind it, and I'm not being thrown away, and I'm not being pushed away from my eyes seeing this world, like the chait ha-meraglim, that the chait was all in the eyes. It was not seeing any depths. It wasn't seeing the seichel shebechol dover, as Rabbi Nachman talks about in the Likutei Moran, Torah Aleph. It's not seeing the seichel shebechol dover, but this person, this chacham, he's a chacham because he sees the seichel shebechol dover, he goes past all of the shkarim and all of the comedy and all of the things, and believes that there could be a king behind this who's rachok from the olam. Hashem will finish the last message of the Maisa next time.